This is Deanna Spingola. It is Monday, September 17th, 2012, and this is one of my special interviews. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is bare bones broadcasting. My guest today is Perry A. Her websites are livingclaybook.com and perrya.com. That's Perry, PERRYA.com. Welcome to the program, Perry.
Thank you, Deanna. It's really nice to be with you. I'm excited to hear your success with clay, and I always love an opportunity to talk about clay, living clay.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I did, I ordered the cleansing clay mask, and the minute it got here, I put some on. I put it on my face. And just to, you know, as it started to dry, I couldn't talk. I let it sit up. I followed the directions. I'm very precise at following directions, whatever I'm doing, sewing or whatever. I always follow the directions. I, you know, read everything first before I do anything. Read the entire recipe or read the entire directions. I think that's just how I am. But anyway, I really liked it. In fact, I'm going to do one after we are done talking today.
Okay. And what did you experience besides the pulling and tightening?
Well, I think my face looked better. I think that it was less, didn't have as many wrinkles.
Mm-hmm. And how did it feel?
It felt wonderful. It felt really good.
The clay, when you wash it off, has an exfoliating effect, getting the dead skin layer off, and the skin just feels baby soft.
Yes, it was very soft. Very soft. And good. I must say, you're quite a lovely looking lady.
Thank you. I will accept that compliment. I attribute a lot of it to clay. You know, the first comments we get about clay, that people that take the clay and have taken it over 2 or 3 weeks, is they say their skin has a glow about it. And people always are coming up and say, your skin is just beautiful. It has a glow about it. And I really attribute that and my youthful look to the clay, because I'm 74 years young.
Wow.
And I don't have arthritic joints. I don't ache. I don't jog, but, you know, I'm not sick. It's wonderful.
Well, you look like the picture of health. And I was reading in the book, at the back of the book, you have an experience. Let's see. I have so many bookmarks here. About the doctor who reserved some chicken cells.
Yes. He was a research scientist, and he had taken these. His theory was that if you can keep the toxins out of the nutrition or the solution they live in, they will live for they don't know how many years. And he did this test with the chicken cells and put them. Each day they would clean the water, the nutrition, whatever they had the cells in, to give them fresh nutrition and take the toxins out so they would clean it. And those chicken cells lived for 29 years until one day his assistant forgot that night to change the water.
Oh, which is amazing. And usually chickens last for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And these were cells, of course, but
Right. Nevertheless,
to keep them. And his theory is if we get the toxins out of our system, we can just, you know, it's going to prolong your lifespan.
Sure. The other thing that I was really, I thought was kind of cute, was that you did a peek in your medicine cabinet. And as I was going through your list, I thought, no, I don't have that, and I don't have that. Maybe I've gone through and thrown out a lot of stuff, but I really don't like taking any kind of medicine. I don't like taking pills. But I didn't have a lot of these things, but I had a few of them.
Well, it's amazing what it will replace in your medicine cabinet. Any kind of an acid medicine, any kind of itch cream for insect bites, your arthritis pills, your acid reflux pills, no more purple pills, you can get rid of that. And you just kind of look in your, you don't need pain pills anymore. You don't need the aspirin. It, when you drink clay with your meals and you're eating something high in cholesterol, oily or greasy, if you drink a little clay before and afterwards, it'll lower your intake of that bad cholesterol into your system. So it's a preventative. If you take a little bit before each meal, and that's what I like to do, but it's literally amazing how many things you can get rid of, antibiotic creams and ointments. Applied topically, clay will pull out gangrene, blood poisoning, infection. So it's really amazing what it would do. And when I first had heard about it from a friend, everybody hears about it from a friend. Clay passes itself around the world because something you use it, you love it, you want to give it to a friend. Well, a friend sent me some and he told me all these stories about it. And I thought, well, he's bound to be a snake oil salesman. Nothing can do that many things. And I was amazed. And it took me a while. You know, he said, you got to drink it and take baths and facials. And I'm like you, I took the facial and I took the bath. Really didn't have anything wrong. So I just couldn't get myself to drink it. And
That's kind of scary.
yeah, well, you look at it and you're drinking dirt, right? Of course, it's a sterilized dirt.
Right.
But still, it looks like you're drinking dirt. And it, though it doesn't have a taste, you just look at it and it does have a slightly earthy earthiness to it, and when you swallow it, all you feel is chalky. It's like, you know, your Pepto-Bismol and all that chalky taste, and a sip of water and that's gone. But it literally has no taste. If you hold it in your mouth, it's not sweet, it's not salty, it's not bitter, it's not sour, it's just cold.
Right.
So I hadn't taken it internally. And then, you know, when I took my clay bath and he told me these tales about people who are highly toxic and it turns the clay in the bath black
Oh
and it
my.
gets gooey and had to be cleaned out. And I've actually had people that call me and told me that, but I took a clay bath and it didn't change anything. I felt great. I was more relaxed. I slept like a baby. My skin felt baby soft after a bath. And you don't realize you're detoxing while you're in the bath. That's the amazing part. It's sort of an invisible detox. You kind of feel your skin and it feels a little slick and you rub it. It feels like skin again. And a little bit it feels slick again and you rub it and it's not air bubbles. And it finally you get to where it doesn't, the slickness doesn't come back. And it's just like, it's not really greasy slick or anything. It's very gentle. Subtle. But I have had a lady that smoked two packs of cigarette for 40 years a
Whoa.
day, and she said her clay turned brown, and it did that for several baths. She had to take it for several weeks to get it all out of her system. It was pulling the nicotine out of her system.
Oh my goodness.
I had a gentleman that had pumped diesel for 17 years, and he said he got out of the clay bath and there was an orange ring around the clay. And diesel is orange, it's an orange oil. And then I had a young man who, and this, his mother told me that he had worked at a chemical plant for years and years. And he started taking the clay baths, and the first one, the clay turned dark and it was gooey. It was just, she said, it wasn't like water, it would rinse down the drain. It was sticky, and she had to get something and wear rubber gloves and scrape it up. And said the fumes actually
Oh
got in her
my
eyes, and she had to scrape
goodness.
it out. It was so full of toxins. So, you know, and you may not, probably won't get that reaction. But if you're highly toxic, don't be surprised. It's very powerful in what it can pull out. It'll pull the heavy metals out, your mercury, your lead, it's just toxins that are lodged in your body that your kidney and liver haven't had a chance to filter out. They are so in overload this day because we put so many toxins, they're all over our environment. We go outside, we breathe them in. Look how many we get before we get out of the bathroom. We have spray this, spray that. And we're putting things on our skin So we're exposed to toxins 24/7. So if you drink a little clay during the day and before your meals, I'm a big proponent nowadays of drinking some clay before your meals, and it'll make everything organic. You don't have to worry about eating organic. If there are pesticides on your food, it's going to pull it out. If there's arsenic or lead or something in your food, mercury, it's going to pull it out. So, if
Well,
I
that's
drink a little
amazing.
before my meals, I'm coating my intestines so it can grab that before it's absorbed into the body. Now, the clay itself, the particle size of the clay is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's not absorbed into the body. It just works from the mouth all the way out the anus. So it goes in one end and out the other, but it cleans house along the way. I call it the Pac-Man. It's like a little disposable unit. It's going through, gobbling up the baddies and carrying them out. It'll grab these toxins and carry them out before they're absorbed in the body. Now the kidney and liver and your lymphatic system are not in overload. When they get in overload and there are more toxins than they can filter out, these things are stored in the soft tissues and joints of your body. Years later, we begin to have arthritis, achy joints, things going wrong with our body. Our pH gets out of balance. Living clay has a 9.7 pH, so it wants to balance your system. It doesn't want to overbalance. It's all about balance. It's homeostatic, like our body, so it wants to bring your body into balance. And most of us these days are over acidic. Worry and stress causes that acidic buildup, and we get acid reflux and intestinal problems, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, things of that nature.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, the first time I heard about clay was when I had Dr. Carolyn Dean on my program on August 23rd. Up to that point, I really didn't know anything about it, but after the program, that's when I placed my order. And I ordered some clay and the mask. And so I'm just so delighted that I had her on the program and that she talked about this, and she says that she takes a lot of clay baths.
Oh, yes, they're wonderful. Just even if you don't have any toxins in your system, there's nothing more relaxing. I learned from our customers and their feedback how clay works with many people, and I never would have thought to suggest it for a migraine headache. But a friend of mine's, and she gets migraine headaches, and she had a bad one coming on, and she said she only had a half a cup of clay left. She went in and she fixed her clay bath, put it all in there, got in and soaked, and she said within 15 minutes her headache was gone. If you've ever had a migraine headache, you know they come to stay for a while, and a lot of people have to take pain pills to knock themselves out to get rid of it. But it literally, she was relieved within 15 minutes. And I've had people who can't sleep that have insomnia, that the clay bath really relaxes them. I've experienced sore muscles from like working in the garden when I haven't in a while, bending over and overdoing the muscles and then aching. And a clay bath, and 15 minutes later, the aches and pains are gone. You know, tennis for the first time when you hadn't played all year, or golf when you haven't played all winter or something, and you pull those muscles and they're sore, and it literally pulls that acetylsalicylic acid that's built up in the muscles that makes the pain, it pulls it out.
Oh my. Now, what about sore joints or somebody that might have arthritis or or tendonitis or something like that?
Yes, it's good for any type of inflammation and swelling, because when you put the clay pack on over a joint or a swollen ankle, say you sprain your ankle and you cover it in clay, it'll pull the excess fluid out and pulls the inflammation out. You may have noticed when you had your clay pack on, when it started drying, your face felt kind of warm and flush.
Yes.
It's bringing the blood flow to the surface and it feels kind of warm. So it's pulling that inflammation and the heat out.
Great.
And it's stimulating blood flow and oxygen that's needed for cellular repair. And I've had quite a few people with arthritis that just drinking the clay, they would say, I took my first drink of clay and that night, my knuckle that's very swollen, and I can't straighten my finger because I have this arthritic finger. And you've seen people with this crippling arthritis in their fingers. Said I could feel a tingling in there at night. Just to, it didn't hurt, wasn't painful. I just knew something was going on. And said the next morning, I swear it was smaller. The joint was smaller, and I kept drinking it, went away, and now I can bend my finger, I can knock on wood, and it's amazing.
That is amazing.
I've had a lady with a bunion problem, and she started drinking the clay, and she felt the same motion in her. She was taking it for acid reflux, but said she felt this movement on her bunion during the night when she got up. She said the same thing. I swear it's smaller. She wasn't able to bend her toes forward or tuck them under and bend them tightly. And the last time I saw her, she just kicked off her shoes and she said, look at this. And she was standing on her toes and bending them forward and backwards and so pleased with her success. So we find out things. When you take it, you're going to get more than probably what you're taking it for. You're going to get more benefits. One of the common results we get when they take it internally is that people say they have more energy. I don't know if you had that experience or not, but they say they just feel better, their overall wellness, they begin to feel better and they have more energy. I've had people with fibromyalgia that couldn't get off the couch. They were in so much pain all the time, and they were absolutely amazed that in a few days' time, their pain was gone and they could function again.
That is amazing.
Now, it's funny. It works different with everybody. So some people get better results than others. So I don't know what it is about the magic and clay, and there's so many things I can't explain how it works. It is volcanic ash, for those who don't know. It's ash from a volcano. And so it's the burnout core of Mother Earth. It's sort of sterilized ash. Everything is burnt out. All the impurities are burnt out, leaving this fine clay ash. When it lands in an inland lake, a river, a creek, or a seabed, over the millions of years, the scientists say it develops into clays. And it's a process, an aging process. And then it's generally seabeds, these creeks dry up, and you find this clay deposit. Because long ago, water deserts used to be rivers and lakes and inland seas. And, of course, our environment changes over 43 million years, and it's now desert. This is particular clay is a desert clay.
Well, I had a bath in it. I was drinking it three times a day, about a fourth a cup, three times a day. And then I mentioned it to a friend. And I told her that I said, have you ever used natural calcium bentonite clay? And she wrote me back. She emailed me back and she said, please avoid bentonite clay, all clays for that matter. Companies will say they don't contain heavy metals, but when we test people who use them, we see all sorts of metals. And she said that she used to take it, but that she now regrets it. And but yet I hear other people. I had a gentleman on my program earlier today, Dr. Cass Ingram, who says that it's very, very good. And so her remarks to me kind of scared me.
Well, most all of us have heavy metals in our body, not necessarily from the clay. The clay will draw it out. We've had people with heavy metals, heavy aluminum and lead and arsenic and mercury, and they started taking the clay. And one lady, it took her 3 months on the clay baths and taking the clay internally. And she admitted she didn't religiously drink the clay. But she did take 2 to 3 clay baths a week for about 3 months, and her test came back, her hair analysis came back, and she was heavy metal free. But if you will test yourself before you take the clay, you will find, I mean, we all are carrying around heavy metals. Can come from our amalgam fillings in our mouth where we get mercury. Arsenic is in everything a little bit. The metals and clay are bound together. Now remember, clay is volcanic ash and it goes through this tremendous heat. And in the process, all the impurities are left and burn out, and it makes this clay molecule. Well, the clay is made up for 60 to 80 minerals, trace minerals. And a lot of them are heavy metals, but they're in very minute amounts. And the key is they are not separated out. When you drink clay, you don't get the individual members. Clay holds together. It's a bonded structure. It's two tetrahedral layers and an octahedral layer. And I'm talking about chemistry here, so this can go over everybody's heads. And the layers are joined by an oxygen molecule that tightly bind it and hold it together. It's like baking a cake, and you have flour and sugar and salt and baking powder and coconut cocoa or whatever you put in it. But when you bake it, it's all a whole. You don't have the individual products. So the clay is like that. It's been baked together, and these minerals are all interreacted, and it's called a very strong bond. So you don't take it for a mineral supplement. Now, it's sold a lot of times, they have on the back that it's a mineral supplement. The particle size of the clay is too large to pass through the colon wall, and it doesn't break down into the individual minerals. It's a catalyst that works with the body to heal itself. So I have been taking it for over 10 years, and someone challenged me to have a blood test, and I went to my doctor and I had to force him to do it. I said, "Look, I'll pay for it. I'm not worried about it." And he said, "Well, do you think you've been exposed to lead or exposed to this?" And I said, "I just want to know what my levels are, okay? I have my own personal reason." He didn't see I needed it because I'm healthy and all. So he did, and all my levels were perfect. There was nothing to be concerned about. And if I've been taking it for 10 years every day, I feel like if there was something in there, I'd know the difference. There are a lot of myths about clay, and that's one of them. So because they're fused together, they're not bioavailable. They're not assimilated by the body. Now you will get a little bit of four dominant minerals: the calcium, the magnesium, the potassium, and the sodium, but not enough to meet a daily requirement. So it's really not a supplement. But they have to sell it as some kind of either as a supplement or a food or a drug for the FDA. So they put it on a supplement. Well, on our panels, we're coming up with a statement that does not meet the minimum daily requirements. So that's the story on that. Now, there's also a rumor going around. I've heard this one several times. I don't know who started it. I'd like to challenge them on it. They say elderly people should not take clay. I'm 74. I think I'm sort of considered elderly. I know I am by my grandkids. But that's more the people that do need it. Because their electromagnetic energy is worn out, they're more susceptible to things, toxins and things. The only thing is, if they're taking a lot of medicines, if you're taking medicines, clay doesn't bother all medicines, but we're not sure which ones it might interact with. So call your pharmacy, ask them how long it takes to absorb your medicine. Once your medicine goes into your bloodstream, you're home free and you can take clay and it's not going to affect your medicine. So that would be the only thing I could think of. It helps arthritis. Why wouldn't it help old people
Well,
and
I thought,
babies? It's even safe for babies. Your pregnant women in Aborigine tribes started the habit of eating clay because they craved it when they were pregnant. They knew it was good for them.
Well, I feel like Dr. Dean, Carolyn Dean is a she's reliable, a reliable source. And Dr. Ingram, I believe, is a reliable source. But, I just wanted to ask because that did frighten me.
I'm glad you did. I always welcome those type of inquiries because there are lots of rumors. There's some naturopaths that say it's going to rob your good bacteria. Clay discriminates. It's only looking for the positive charge, and your positive charge are your viruses, your fungus, your molds. They're the bad bacteria, the yeast. These things have a positive charge. Clay is a very strong negative charge. 1 gram of clay, which is a little more than a teaspoon, if you can imagine the molecular structure being little tiny layers of business cards. And if you take all these little layers in 1 gram of clay and you separate them out and line them up side by side, they'll cover a fourth of a football field, 800 square meters. Now, there's a rumor going around it's a whole football field, but if you do your math, you'll find it's more like a fourth of a football field. That's a lot of surface area. So a little bit of clay goes a long way. And that's what I've had people say, can two people take a clay bath? Yes, if you're highly toxic and you turn the clay a different color, you get rid of that clay and do a different bath. But if not, yeah. And I'm a big proponent of using it topically in poultices over wounds.
I was just
Now,
going to ask you that.
yes, we've stopped several needless amputations, people with diabetic ulcers and sores that wouldn't heal. One gentleman had a bone infection in his foot. He'd been in the hospital for 3 weeks, and they wanted to amputate. And there were two elderly ladies that had diabetic ulcers that wouldn't heal, even with the strong antibiotics. And again, they wanted to amputate. You give me 4 days with clay. Just give me 4 days to start turning it around and showing an improvement. I want to keep a wet clay poultice on that area day and night. I'll change it 2 or 3 times a day. It'll pull out the inflammation, the infection, the swelling, the excess fluid, and it starts healing. And when clay heals, it heals from the inside out. And because of its drawing power, it will literally close a wound. I've had people that have cut themselves to the bone. One guy was camping. He had the dry powder clay and he packed it on there and it stopped the bleeding. And then he just kept putting the clay on there and wrapping something around it till he came down from his camping trip. By the time he cut down, it had pulled the two pieces of skin together and there was just a tiny little scar there. It had already healed the wound, closed the gap.
Oh my goodness. And then in your book, you have an example of somebody that was cutting sheetrock and cut their hand and did the same thing, had some dry clay and just wrapped it. And 3 days later, it was just
Well, I
all
had
healed
one
up.
the other day. My grandson has a new dog and he's big and he jumped up and his claws scratched my skin. And at 74, your skin gets thin. You've seen these people with the big purple marks. They're probably taking aspirins. But anyway, it cut the skin and it was a straight mark. And all I did was I had to stop the bleeding and then I put the wet clay poultice, the clay mud on there, and I'd put some Glad press and seal over it to keep it in place. Leave it on all day, change it at night, leave it on all the next day, and I did that. By the end of the week, it has pulled those two sides together clean as a whistle, no built up of scar tissue, and no stitches.
Oh
It
my
just healed it from
goodness.
the inside out. It's amazing as a healing stimulus and catalyst. Clay does primarily four things. It detoxes and cleanses, which is really two things in one. But this is how it cleans house. It gets rid of the toxins and it cleanses the lower colon, gets rid of the old buildup of gunk, fecal matter, and stuff in your lower colon that's blocking the absorption of food. This is one reason I believe people say they have more energy. They're getting more nutrition from the food they eat and the supplements they take after they do baths. It gets rid of parasites also, internal parasites. It won't get bloodborne parasites, but internal intestinal parasites. They literally go to the clay and they're carried out of the body.
Wow.
It balances your pH. It wants to bring the body into balance. A balanced body can heal itself.
And we're talking from major, major kinds of things.
Yes. Give it time. Clay wants to equalize the body and bring it into balance. And when a balance is in body, not over acidic, not over alkalized, it can heal itself. It alkalizes. It has a 9.7 pH. Even that, it doesn't over alkalize. Again, it brings it into balance. It stimulates. It draws blood flow and oxygen and circulation for cellular repair. You felt that in your face. We had a gentleman that sprained his ankle, messed with it for a week doing Epsom salts baths and ice packs, ordered some clay, put the clay mud around his ankle, and he said the water started coming off his ankle so fast that the clay was sliding off, and he'd have to reach down and rub it back on. It was pulling the excess fluid out.
Oh, my goodness. Now, when you're doing a poultice, what do you mix? Equal parts of what?
Okay, you take the powdered clay and mix it a 1-to-3 ratio, 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Shake it real good. You want to get the lumps out. Clay tends to lump. If you stir it, you're just going to have it stuck all over the spoon. So shake your clay. Whatever you're making, shake it.
Okay.
Let it set for about, loosen the lid because it needs to expand and absorb the water, which will take 10 to 15 minutes. And it will be about the consistency of sour cream or thick chocolate pudding.
Okay.
This is your clay mask or mud, and that's what you put on for your facials, and you put topically on insect bites, cuts, burns. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how amazing it is on a burn. The horrible sensation from a burn leaves in less than a minute.
Right. There's a story in your book about somebody that was catching a plane, and she ran in and got a piece of pizza, and without thinking, just popped that right in her mouth, and the cheese stuck to the top of the roof of her mouth and burned it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says that she took some clay, and the pain went away.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. When you're cooking Thanksgiving, everybody ought to have clay in their kitchen. Made up, because you're inevitably going to hit that oven rack when you're taking things in and out. And it is just, I had a lady that dropped a scalding pot of coffee down her leg.
Oh.
And she grabbed the clay and put it on there and cleaned it up. And she did not go to the doctor for a week. And her daughter said, Mother, you ought to go to the doctor. It might have an infection. She'd just been putting the clay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went to the doctor, and they immediately put her in, said she needed a screen graft, but she didn't have an infection. And they asked her, on a level from 1 to 10, what was her pain. Now, this was a week later that she went to the doctor. And she said, I have no pain. And he said, no, you know, with 1 being no pain and 10 being high pain, what was your pain level? And she said, I have no pain. He said, Lady, do you know what pain is? And she said, I have 5 children. I know what pain is. I have no pain. Well, the clay took away that pain.
Amazing.
And it is simply amazing. It needs to be in everybody's first aid kit.
Indeed.
I think our emergency beach patrols need it. People die from shark bites because they bleed out. An open wound, if somebody gets shot, just pour the clay right into the wound. It's sterilized earth, more or less. So it's going to stop the bleeding and keep dirt from getting in there until you get them to the hospital and can get it cleaned out.
Right. Now, what about people, for instance, that have had cancer and maybe they've received radiation or chemotherapy or something like that? How would clay benefit them?
Clay is very beneficial in that regard. In fact, we have numerous people that are on chemo that get violently ill and sick to their stomach. And if they drink the clay, it helps them be able to, it's very good for a nauseous stomach. It settles the stomach very easily. And this allows them to maintain their chemo treatment. Sometimes they have to take a break because they're so sick and they dehydrate and lose all their fluids. Can help in that regard, and it can help detox the excess radiation in the body. And if you put it over the radiation burn, it soothes that burn as well. We don't claim clay to be a cure for anything. It's a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself.
Okay.
And I know of people who've had skin cancers that put it up, so they just dry up and fall off, and they do that. Now, if you've had chemo and lost your hair, take some of that clay mud and massage it on your scalp, leave it on, let it dry, wash it off. Your hair is going to come back in quicker and more uniform. We had one gentleman that had young leukemia. He was 26 years old. His hair was growing in patches. It'd be a thick, dark color here and a different color and a different texture over there. And he started washing his scalp with the clay, and it all started growing in its natural color and an even consistency. So if the hair follicle's not dead, it will help stimulate hair growth. If the hair follicle's dead, it's not going to do anything.
Amazing.
And so it really helps with support the immune system. But by taking toxins out of the body, the fresh toxins that we ingest, it's going to keep the kidney and liver where they can keep everything cleaned out. And taking the clay baths, the chemo kills off everything, the good and the bad. But then we need to get it out of the system. So your clay baths will help detox and get that stuff out of the body.
Right. What about people with vaccine illnesses, either children or adults who suffer from toxicity as a result of vaccinations?
I would start them on clay. We have children, autistic children, and there's a big theory that a lot of the autism is from the vaccines and the heavy metal in the vaccines. It's amazing what one clay bath, and the parents notice a change in the children. They notice they're calmer, they have more eye contact, and they become more verbal. Now, I had one child that was 7 years old that had never spoken in his life, and his dad kept giving him the clay baths, and about 6 months he started talking, and now he tells jokes and he's just talking up a storm. I'm so glad he was persistent with the clay bath. It's absolutely amazing. I think I
That
got off
is.
track a little bit. What was your question?
No, that was good about vaccines and the
Yes, and
vaccine.
if you ever have a vaccine you don't want to have, if you're in the army and you really don't want them and you have to take them, the minute you get out, slap clay on it. I take clay with me if I'm going to have an x-ray of any kind, whether it's on my teeth or if I'm going to have a mammogram. I'll take the clay with me. I go in the dressing room, and after the mammogram, I rub it all over it, put my clothes on over it, go home, and take a clay bath.
Okay.
Draw the excess radiation out. Brush your teeth with it. It's
Yes,
wonderful for your
yes.
mouth, your gums. I put either a little of the powder on top of some toothpaste and brush my teeth. You literally feel like you've had your teeth cleaned. And the microscopic size, it's too small to be abrasive. We've even talked to dentists, and we have quite a few dentists who use it with removing amalgams. They want them drinking the clay before, afterwards, and during to grab any of the mercury that's leaking from the amalgams.
Right.
Most of the time, amalgams get old, they shrink and they leak. And so, even though you haven't had them removed, when you're chewing, you aggravated that movement a little bit and they tend to leak more. So that's another good reason to drink the clay if you still have amalgam fillings when you eat. Drink some clay before and afterwards to grab that excess mercury.
Right. Now, not all dentists remove amalgams in a safe way. You have your typical dentist who'll just, replace your filling or something. And I don't know that there's that many dentists around, that their accessibility is not as great. And yet
Yes.
people do want to get rid of those silver fillings, those mercury fillings. And you say that clay will be of benefit for those people.
Yes, I would rinse my mouth out before I went to the dentist. I would take the liquid clay with me, and anytime I needed to rinse my mouth out, instead of using water, I'd use the clay. Then I drank some clay afterwards.
Okay. Now, speaking of water, it's important to drink a lot of water when you're drinking clay.
Well, it's important to drink water anyway. It water flushes things out. So if you're detoxing and you're freeing up toxins, it just helps move them out of the body.
Okay.
It's not necessary. You don't have to drink 10 gallons of water a day. A lot of people believe in it, and it's a good thing for you. So, yes.
What recommend how much would you
Well,
recommend?
they actually recommend what you need to do is take your body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces of water you need to be drinking a day, which for some of us is going to be quite a bit of water.
Okay.
Some people say eight ounces a day. I don't pay attention to it. I like to drink water, and I have the bottled water, the mountain spring water, and it just tastes so good. I'm drinking water, but I don't really keep track of it. Clay seems it's going to work. If you just get it in you and on you, it'll find a way to work. Now, the Indians say clay has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do. And Descartes was a Greek physician back in the days of the Romans. And he studied clay, and he didn't understand chemistry. He didn't understand negative electromagnetic charge. But what he understood was the clay had a godlike intelligence, is how he described it. It just knows where to go, and it's safe. I've never heard of anybody dying from taking clay. It doesn't destroy your body organs. It's not going to hurt your kidneys or liver. It's just going to help them.
And it does not remain in your intestine.
No, it goes out. It goes in one end and out the other. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream.
Okay.
Now, because it is a living clay, a living clay is a clay that has the ability to self-organize, retain information, and to selectively interact with the environment, including changing itself based on environmental conditions. Now, what that means is it can, through catalytic reaction, through enzymes, it works with enzymes, it can actually. With the body's enzymes, it can make something the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. It's a booster rocket to the enzyme that helps the body make what it needs. And clay doesn't even contain it. And I can explain that in there was a scientific experiment in France. They discovered this cave with pools of clay water in these shrimp that lived in the clay water. And there was no other, this was cave water that dripped down. It wasn't like it was in a river that had things that the shrimp could eat.
Right.
And the biologist said there's no way the clay can, that the shrimp could live on clay and water alone because clay has no caloric intake. It has no caloric value. So they took them out, they tried to feed them, and they died. They would put them back and they thrived. They determined the clay had enzymes that worked with the body, and the shrimp had enzymes that worked with the clay to make peptide chains that made protein. So they literally made their own protein. It was a together catalytic reaction, a transformation. And your bentonite clays are the only one that are considered living clays, that they are capable of, your smectite clays are capable of this transformation. And because clay are dominantly made up of silica, silica is a nanocrystal. This is where a lot of the energy in clay comes in, the electromagnetic energy. We've all heard of magnetic healing and the putting the pads in your bed and in your shoes and bracelets, magnetic bracelets to heal arthritic joints. Now, well, the clay has it built in. The same thing with this water and stabilizing the water so it'll be alkaline, and you get these machines and you have to drink the water in 3 days or it'll lose its alkalinity. The clay maintains it. You don't have to worry about it. So these are some of the elements that give clay its versatility so it can heal so many different things.
Well, that is amazing. And let's talk just a bit about your book. In as much as you've brought up Living Clay, that is the name of your book. And your book is Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, Calcium Bentonite Clay. How to Cure 101 Ailments with Calcium Bentonite Clay. And it's jam-packed. I mean, it's 182 pages, and it has an index. I think that a book without an index is well, I just need an index, because books should have indexes. That's all I can say. And you talk in here about detoxification. Now, I have a friend who was using a clay, and she said that she got sick. Now, would that be attributed to the detoxification was going too rapidly, or was it just a coincidence that she became nauseated and kind of feeling ill?
It was, you know, when I was talking earlier that you don't get sick from clay and it doesn't store any body outlines. You can have a detox reaction, which is called a Hexhamer reaction. You could look it up on the internet, E-X-H-E-I-M-E-R, H-E-X. A Hexhamer reaction is detoxing too fast. And generally the symptoms are you break out in a rash, you have a headache, maybe nausea, you feel a little lethargic, and it will generally last maybe with a week. So if you're breaking out in a rash, slow down on the amount of clay you're taking, back off and take a smaller amount, and then gradually build up, let the body get accustomed to it. It's too many toxins you're trying to get out at one time, and if they can't get through the skin and get out successfully, they may cause a rash, and generally it's where the skin is tender, behind your knees, in your elbow joints there where the skin is kind of tender. If you're prone to rashes, you'll probably get a rash. If you're prone to headaches, it may be a headache. So, that's the worst thing that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked that. That's,
yes.
Your book has, well, all these examples, and you have a history, documented history of living clay, and you talk about Pepto-Bismol, Tums, and Rolaids, and I didn't realize clay was in those things, but I was also reading another book about why we need stomach acid, and I think so many people, they get indigestion, so they immediately take something, you know, Pepsid AC or whatever, and what they're experiencing is not enough stomach acid.
That could be.
And
that's why I like clay. It's homeostasic, and it wants to bring about a balance. Your pH should be between a 7 and a 7.4, and you can buy some pH strips at the grocery store or over the counter somewhere, over the internet. And you should take your pH early in the morning, a urine test, or you might take a saliva test and check your pH levels. Normal is between 7 and 7.4.
Okay.
And that's where the body functions best. Now, again, remember the clay has a godlike intelligence and knows where to go and what to do. It will go to the strongest pull in the body first. So the strongest, it prioritizes where it needs to go. It goes to the worst outbreak or the worst deposit of toxins first and works there until it gets that cleaned up.
Okay. Now you say it takes out heavy metals and that kind of thing. I have a friend that has a fake joint that is, I believe, titanium mm-hmm. or something. What kind of an effect would that have on her?
None whatsoever, for two reasons. The clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so it would never come in contact with the metal. And the second reason being is that's not a deteriorating metal. It also won't affect the metals they use in dental appliances or dental enamels. We've checked with a dentist on that.
Okay.
Those do not deteriorate. Now, the amalgams begin to break down. They get loose. So that's why they've started not using them.
Okay. And of course, I think a lot of people are now saying, oh, it's got mercury in it. And I think that the dentists are starting to wake up. And there's
Yes.
several agencies, several organizations that are educating dentists. And I, although some of them are very stubborn and they want to believe what they learned in medical school, and they don't want to admit that, whoops, we've been doing something that's harmful to our patients.
You're right. We have a dentist who carries the Living Clay products, and he goes around lecturing to other dentists on the value of clay with removal of the amalgams and things. And he's our source of, he consults with us. And if I get somebody with a major problem, I'll send them to him, and he can kind of help them find a doctor who knows how to do, remove it safely, put the mouth guard in and remove the filling safely, and you'll help them find somebody in their area.
Okay. Well, that would be a good thing then.
Yes, very good. Insect bites, infection, MRSA infections. I just got another testimonial from a lady the other day who had gotten an insect bite, scratched it, and got the MRSA infection. And she started using the clay, and it immediately cleared up within a week. We've had several reports of that with the open wounds that have cleared up. I just got one from a lady the other day, had a carbuncle on her thigh, which is a deep boil. And she said she started putting the clay and a Band-Aid over it. A friend gave it to her and told her to put it on with a Band-Aid to keep it in place. She said, I kept having to change the Band-Aid because it was drawing the pus and the inflammation, the infection out so fast. She kept having to put on fresh clay and a fresh Band-Aid. And within 3 days, it had pulled it out. And not only that, it closed the wound. She said, I've heard about people having deep holes left in their legs. It literally closed it, and like I said, the clay heals from the inside out. And as she said, it's just as smooth. And it also, old scar tissue. I see these people with these acne scars, and I just want to go up to them and say, honey, please take this clay and do a clay mask. It will reduce those scars.
Right, you have several examples, several people in the book who talk about acne, and yes, that's wonderful. Now, I have three cats, and they received their initial vaccines because I purchased them from a cattery, and that's what they do. And but I have one that I feel is vaccine damaged. How? Because he has some intestinal problems.
Okay, I would feed him the hydrated clay, the clay mud. I'd put about a teaspoon in his food each time you feed him. And we have cats and dogs that if you don't put the clay in their food, they'll just sit there and look at it. We have one cat that the lady tries to hide it in the food from the cat, and the cat goes and finds the clay and eats it first.
Really? Now you don't hydrate it, you just put it in.
No, you don't use powder, use the hydrated, the clay mud, the
Oh, okay.
mask.
Okay. The
You
same
never
as
want to feed the clay dry because it needs moisture and it's going to take the moisture from your body. So always have it either in a liquid form or the mud form.
Okay. Now the I also purchased a bottle as a quart that was already liquefied and everything. I think it's what, 8-to-1 ratio?
Yes, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. And keep that bottle and you can use the powder clay.
Yeah, I did.
And refill it. Now, when you do it, when we do it, we skim off the top. We let the clay settle. You're going to have the heavier particles of clay that sift to the bottom.
Right.
And when I get down to the bottom, what I do is I have two of those jars, and I make up clay. I let it settle, and then I pour off the clay on the top into the bottle I'm going to use. Then I add some water to the settlement that's kind of stuck in the bottom, the heavier particles, shake it up, and I go water my plants and they bloom like crazy. It's like a fertilizer to plants. We had a gentleman that was taking his clay bath water. He had a septic tank and he was afraid it was dangerous, although we have a septic tank maker that has declared it safe for your septic tanks. It won't stop up your lateral lines, and it would take years and years and years of clay baths to fill up your tank. But he would take the clay water and throw it out on his lawn. And the next spring, when his lawn got green, everywhere he'd thrown the clay water, it was just lush and green compared to the rest of the lawn.
Oh, that is amazing.
And they just bloom like crazy. So don't waste that clay. Shake it up, add some water to it, and go water your plants.
Well, I should have just I did a bath, and I should have just I should have just taken it out in buckets and put it on the front lawn.
Yeah. It's amazing. You can do that next time.
I will, definitely. I think I'm going to do one today, tonight.
Good. I just love clay baths. I sleep like a baby.
Indeed. Yes, I did notice that I felt very relaxed. And okay, you had a promotion that you wanted to mention.
Yes, for all your listeners that want to order clay within the next 21 days, we have a special. And if you order $50 or more of products from the Living Clay site, you get a free copy of the book, which is a $20 value, $19.95 value. So you get a free copy of the book. And every time with the first order, they always put some samples of the products in. So it's a special treat. You will get a CD of me doing a radio interview. And you'll also get a little booklet called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, which are just the instructions on how to mix the clay and how to use a poultice and things like that, the raw bones instructions. So if you don't have the book, you know how to mix it. Like when you're mixing it for a clay bath, it works better if you put it in a blender.
Right.
If you dust it over the bathtub, your bathroom is going to get extremely dusty. And it may lump, and you don't want lumps in your bath water. You want it smooth because if it's smooth, it'll go down the pipe easily. It actually will help clean your pipes. By the time you've rinsed it all out, your pipes will be flushed clean. But if you leave lumps, you might have a plumbing problem.
Okay.
So we put it in a blender. I just say put you about 2 cups of water, put your cup of dry powder clay, and fill the blender up to an inch of the top. Blend it until all the lumps are gone. Start your hot bath water. Go rinse it out. Pour it into the tub. Rinse the container real good. But before you get in the tub, wash the blades off. Now, if you take a really hot clay bath, which is good to open the pores so the toxins can come out faster, you may want to take a bottle of water or some Gatorade with you, something to rebuild your electrolytes because it does kind of leave you a little woozy when you get out. So you
Sure.
kind of lose electrolytes. It's like an athlete running up and down the field and sweating. He loses electrolytes. Well, you're in the tub in a hot bath and this is coming out, so you're maybe losing electrolytes.
Right.
If you get out, you're a little woozy, don't worry about it. I just want to be poured into bed like a pancake and covered up.
Right.
I like to take my bath late at night so I can just crawl into bed.
And you probably shouldn't stay in any more than about 20 minutes.
Right. Well, it's kind of like a hot tub, particularly if you're using really hot water. They say don't stay in more than 15 or 20 minutes in the hot water. And of course, a hot tub maintains a certain degree of heat, but people have been known to pass out in the hot tub,
Oh.
lose consciousness, and drown. So, yeah, that's why we say that if you're taking a really hot bath, you don't need to stay in more than 15 or 20 minutes. You really will be woozy and weak when you get out.
Okay. Well, this is really interesting, and I usually drink coconut water, organic coconut water, which it replaces your electrolytes really well.
Good.
Well,
Now,
this
do you
is
buy that or do you make it?
I purchase it. You can purchase it at Amazon, or I think some of the local stores also have it, the health food store, and I believe the Jewel is starting to carry it also.
I've had some of the edible coconut, solid coconut that you can eat, but I haven't tried the coconut water yet. I'll
Yes,
try that.
it's nice. It's really nice. You have one
Oh,
section in here.
I don't think we finished telling them on the special that you
Okay, let's
to
do
get the
that.
free book, when you get to checkout, there's a coupon, place for a coupon. Type in free book, all one word in capital letters, and that will let them know. And then if you order $50 or more, if you get the book. If you don't order that much, it won't give you the book. You have 21 days to do that. And the website is livingclayco.com. It's the abbreviation for company. Be sure and get the CO on there. Livingclayco.com. Or you can call your order in to 1-800-915-2529. That's 800-915-2529 or CLAY.
Okay,
And
I will post this when I post the audio files.
excellent.
On your in your book on page 89, why are so many of us infested with parasites?
Parasites are everywhere, and we haven't a clue. It's in the food we eat, we get it in our gardens, drinking water from foreign. When you're going abroad, everybody needs to take their clay water so you won't get Montezuma's revenge or pick up a lot of parasites. Everyone has parasites. They're invisible, you don't know it, but you would be amazed when you do a cleanse and get those parasites out. We had one elderly lady, her neighbor had given her some clay and told her about it, and she started drinking it. And 3 days later, she came over and she said, "Honey, that clay you gave me had worms in it." And she had seen some worms in her stools. And the lady just
Wow.
laughed and said, "No, darling, the worms were in you. You had parasites." And you might notice with your cats and dog, we've had people with old lethargic dogs that couldn't even get up the stairs anymore, that in 3 days they were like puppies. And we've had people who've noticed their cats in their stools, they have seen the parasites. We had one lady that had some young pups, and she started them on clay right away and put it in their water. And when she took them to their vet and the vet checked them for parasites, he was just shocked that there were no parasites in their system. He said, "Even newborn pups have parasites in their system. I can't believe this." And the clay had cleaned them out. And she told him what she had done. But it's in your food, you can't see them. It's in the water you drank. It's everywhere. We pick up these parasites. And we're not even aware of it. It's sort of an invisible, silent thing. You don't feel them. They attach to the colon wall, and they're parasites. They take your energy away. And I think that's one of the reasons people say when they start having clay, they have more energy. Not only are they getting more nutrition and supplements, but they're getting rid of the parasites that are sucking out their energy.
My goodness. Well, this has certainly been fascinating. And we need to do this again. This is, oh, one more question, or at least one more. Somebody mentioned today that red bentonite is an option. What is the difference between red and
Okay.
what you have?
All clays are different. Now, all that means you need to look up, and there is an article on aboutclay.com. Now, this is an educational website about criteria for selecting a quality clay, what to look for in selecting a clay. Clays come in all colors: red, green, yellow, blue, and some are good for external, some are good for internal, some are good for both. Your smectite clay, your bentonites or montmorillonites are known as your popular healing clays, the green swelling clays. Now, your living clay swells three times. It has a triple swelling option, more than other clays. So when you mix the mud, you're going to have three jars of clay. Then when you mix another clay that just mixes one to one, you'll have one jar of the clay mud. So all clays are different, and you need to you try them and compare them. If you know somebody who does muscle testing, you can have them muscle test the clay. I invite you to compare because some of them taste gritty. Some of them are not a 325 screen mesh. They're more of a 200 screen mesh, and they're very sandy and gritty. Some of them have a taste to them, an earthy taste. Some have a petroleum taste, so you want one that's taste-free. You want one with a pH between an 8.5 and a 10. And so there's certain things to look for, and it's good to get one from a source provider, the person that has the mine that knows where it comes from. A lot of these stores that you order it from, they don't know if they have a sodium bentonite or a calcium bentonite. And nobody has informed them of what they have, and you have to keep exploring and try to find out. So that's a good article. Criteria for selecting a quality clay. It will give you some guidelines and points to look for. The living clay, we have our clay tested by a lab, and we test for E. coli, Salmonella, the high bacteria things, infectious things, some of the heavy metals, and it meets food grade standards. If it doesn't meet food grade standards, we don't sell it.
I rather like the taste. It's not it's fine.
It's really not. And if you don't like it, now my grandson won't try it. He just looks at it and he said, I'm not going to drink dirt. But if I mix his in a little apple juice, I said, now here, what does it smell like? And he said, apple juice. And I said, just take a tiny sip. What does it taste like? And he said, apple juice. And he gets a tummy ache. He loves fruit, and he will eat fruit until he has diarrhea. So that's another thing clay is good for, is stopping diarrhea. So he will drink the clay, and that helps settle his stomach. And he's gotten to where he asks for it. And he's always using it on insect bites. It's wonderful. It just pulls the venom out and takes the sting away. The brown recluse, scorpions, you name it, you put it on there. If I got bit by a black widow spot, I'd put clay on there first and then go seek professional help.
Wow. Now you have a an article in here, colon cleanse. Has anyone ever used this in a enema?
Oh, yes. I would put like 2 ounces to a quart of water, or you could put a little bit more. Use it for an enema. You can use it in a douche, a vaginal douche. They're excellent.
Well, as I say, this has certainly been informative and wonderful, and I hope that we can do this again.
Well, I do too. I know we've skipped some things I intended to tell you. There's so much to say about clay, and I know it sounds preposterous. I thought the same thing when I first learned about it. I was a doubter, but I just invite you to give it a try, and you'll see the difference. And now there's one thing to look out for. I don't know why this happens. Most people who start drinking clay say they notice they have 3 good bowel movements a day. But occasionally we'll get somebody who says it makes them constipated. Well, it's not the clay building little brick walls. It's their digestive system is out of balance. And so they're not getting, the flow they need. In that case, we're recommending getting over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You can buy them at the grocery store. And you can take one morning and night. It's not like a harsh laxative, but it will help the flow, and most of us need a little more magnesium. And I can't think of anything else other than good things are in store for you.
Well, I believe that. Yes.
And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time, and we will I will put the audio file up, and we'll make certain that people know that they can get that book if they order some product, which I think is really very generous.
Well, thank you. And now go enjoy your clay bath or your facial.
I will. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye.